It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is again time for us to talk about the outdoors here on KETR, as we've been doing now for almost 4 years every week. I want to remind everybody, I'd like to invite you to come out now, if you can, after you listen to our show, to Emory, Texas. I'm going to be at Hooton's Hardware there today, and I'm celebrating the publishing of a new book. It's called Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. You don't have to buy a book. You just come in, and I want to hear some of your outdoor stories, too. But right now, let's go down to Lake Caddo. A very good friend of mine, Billy Carter, who I've fished with and known for 25 years, is with us today. And we're going to talk about catching yellow bass, catching and eating yellow bass. Billy, thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Luke. Always good to talk to you.
I love to get you on, and you and your wife, Dottie, I mean, it's like coming home every time I go back down there. I think about all the good times we've all had together and think about the good ones to come, and I think about those yellow bass this time of year, Billy. You were telling me off the air there when we were visiting that the yellow bass bite is kind of at a peak, a pinnacle right now, right during this period, right?
Right now, with this crazy high water we've had all season, those fish have been running for the last couple of months.
That's good. And most of the fishing, I'll say, I guess all the fishing that I've ever done with you and then on my own down there for yellow bass is been contained in the Cypress Channel. So that's the key to finding and catching them is fishing the channel, right?
That's correct. Whether it's here and you can visually see the channel because of the trees or other impoundments where you might just want to follow the channel with your depth finders.
Right, but they're going to be in the stream bed itself most of the time, right?
They're going to be in the stream bed on the sandy flats along the edge and in the deeper curves.
Okay. Now, for a person coming to Lake Caddo, to a lot of fishermen, a lot of people, can be intimidating because they don't know the boat lanes and they don't know the geography of it. I'll be honest, when you were teaching me how to get around down there, it was intimidating to me 25 years ago for sure, because that was before some of the routes were marked. But now, you know, my limit of navigating down there, I feel very comfortable at Johnson. You really don't have to go that far from Johnson's Ranch Marina to, from what I remember, to get in some of the best yellow bass fishing, Billy. Is that still the case?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to go further than a quarter mile from there. And sometimes you can catch them right in front of there. And I mean by the boat full.
Yeah. Now, what we want to do is first maybe introduce some people that do not know yellow bass are such good eating. We're going to talk about cooking them and eating them here in a minute, but what kind of water to look for. Just say, for instance, I'm down there by myself and I put in there at your marina at Johnson's Ranch, Billy. If you just say we're starting out, which direction would you go? And then what kind of, are you going to be looking for bends in the river, cross channels? What would I be looking for?
Well, what I'm looking for, and I know it without seeing it, is the underwater weed banks that extend out from the bank toward the edge of the river, the little points on the weed banks, and these sandbars that just, from 50 years of experience, I just know they're there.
Yes. Yep.
More or less, you can pull out away from the bank 20 yards and fish close to the bottom, and you're going to find some of those fish. And then, of course, once you locate the first fish, drop anchor and work that spot.
Because they are in spawning mode, and when you catch one, it's very common to catch a bunch, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, the hooks, I know that you use those little case-hardened hooks. I think they're called bait keeper hooks, right?
Yes, sir.
So you want to use not a crappie hook. Now, necessarily. I mean, that'll catch them, I know. But these are a lot stronger and smaller hooks. And then you can take a medium-sized minnow, and you make he will make three baits, a head, a midsection, and a tail. And really, the part of the minnow that you're using for bait on those yellow bass, to me, it doesn't seem real important as long as it's something for them to eat, because they are in feeding mode, aren't they?
Right. It's just the smell and the shine. Even the tiniest piece of bait sometimes will catch the biggest fish.
Exactly right. Now, let's tell the folks how you rig up, Billy. It's pretty simple rigging with the weight and all, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like a Texas rig. In fact, you can use a Texas rig, meaning that you want your weight, which I use a quarter-ounce weight. Use long weights as a rule, and I'll squeeze those on about a foot above my bait. Now, those are number four bait holders that I use. They're actually a catfish hook.
Mm-hmm.
They're rather small for catfish, but they're small enough that these fish can get them in their mouths because they don't have a very large mouth.
Right. And then your boat's going to be stationary. You're going to be on anchor, and you're going to be fishing the edge of these weed lines. Preferably, if you can find a weed line on a point, pretty good indication there might be a sandy point there, you know, below.
Right.
Get anchored down, and it's hard. I found it's hard to fish two or three rods. I mean, when these things are biting, all I can do is keep track with one, you know?
But, yeah, I can't keep up with more than one rod at a time.
No. And then cast it out, let it hit bottom, and you may be fishing, honestly, you may be catching them 6 feet from the edge of the boat. I mean, you're going to, as a rule, be in water, what, 10, 12 foot deep maybe?
Well, sometimes you're 6 feet from the boat and 6 feet deep, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can ride on top of them. Sometimes you have to keep the other boats from fishing the spot.
Exactly. Experiment around a little bit and until you find them. Okay, I think that should help many, many people come into Caddo that want to catch some yellow bass. Now, I'm going to tell you about their table fare, and I learned this from Billy two decades plus ago. Folks, if you've never filleted and dusted with cornmeal and put in hot oil a yellow bass fillet, they're excellent. Billy, there's very little what we call bloodline red meat on them. I mean, very little. Nowhere near that of a white bass, is it?
No, there's a trace, but you don't taste it in the yellow bass it does have a flavor in the sand bass, the bigger fish.
Yep. Now, if you're going to fry them up, is there any special kind of mealing or anything that you do with them?
I use that in Louisiana most of the time, and I'll also soak them in Louisiana hot sauce for about 5 minutes before I fry them.
That's it. And
just add a little pepper flavor without the fire.
You bet. That adds a lot. And you know, the size of the yellow bass, Billy, at Caddo and all in that Cypress River drainage, which goes on into Lake of the Pines, you know, it's very, very common to catch them a foot long and bigger, right?
Right. I had a friend catch one last night at 2.1 pounds. That's only half a pound off state record, so it's looking good.
It is looking good, and that's a big and also some very fine eating. Now, let's shift over a little bit to the white bass. What I like to do, honestly, I just like to pull on the line and the fillet and the skillet. That's what old
right.
Luke's all about. And you too, Billy, I know that. But
right.
If you want to catch, folks, it is not at all uncommon for a couple of good fish, or people that know how to feel a bite and set a hook, you know, to catch 100 of these things, is it, Billy, of the yellow bass?
No, you can just load the boat. There's no limit. There's no size limit. Of course, we suggest you just keep enough to eat.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to waste any resources, but, it's very easy to catch 50 to 100 of those fish. And sand bass, it's not hard to catch your 25 limit of those either.
Let's shift to sand bass a little bit, because I like to fish for a good bit, you know, 2 or 3 hours. If they're biting, a couple of hours of steady action on those yellow bass, you can put plenty in the boat. And then you want to go and let's have an update, Billy, on the white bass, the sand bass. Now, they're pretty dependable right now, too.
They're right now striking just as well as the yellow bass. Of course, they're moving up down the channels just like the yellow bass. They tend to congregate, and pretty much they'll run off the yellow bass. If you're in a spot where you're catching white bass after white bass, it's time to move on if you're after yellow bass. It's kind of like crappie. If you're trying to find crappie and you start catching yellow bass, you need to move.
That's it. And I found that to be the case. I would imagine the bigger white bass put some pressure on them. I don't know that, but it is true. You probably won't be catching both species together, you know, one after another, will you?
No. Usually if you get on one, just target that fish, and it won't take you long to work your way around till you'll find out, you know, 10 feet to your left, you're going to catch white bass. 10 feet to the right, you're going to catch yellow bass.
Exactly. Now, Billy, someone that might want to come down for a trip with you or one of your guides, I've always recommended that. I don't care if you're fishing on salt water or wherever. If you're new to a different style of fishing, new to you, it's always good to get some expert advice and training first. Someone could book a trip with you or one of your guides down there. I know that. If you have the fishermen's cabins right there at Johnson's Ranch. I bet most of our listeners have seen those cabins, but they're an economical lodging there for, say, a couple old boys that want to go fishing, or a man and his wife that want to fish and don't want to, you know, a lake house, right?
Right. We've got accommodations. This is the oldest inland fishing camp in the state of Texas that we know of. So we're trying to keep the place looking just like it did 100 years ago. Now, we fix up everything, but we're keeping this place set up, especially for hunters and fishermen. We don't have fancy carpet or anything like that on the floor, so, you know, if you got wet feet and you come in, it mops up like everything else.
That's a fact. And the place, gosh, I remember Johnson's Ranch when I was a kid, and it really is. Coming down to Caddo fishing is just like, it's like coming back home to me. And I wasn't raised right there like you and your wife, Dottie, you know, Billy, but it is. It will most definitely get in your blood. So they could lodge right there. They don't have to look around a long ways. They can bring their boat and, you know, if they can talk to you a bit, and you can point them in the right direction if they want to go fish on their own, or show them, you know, have someone or yourself there show them how it's done, right?
Right. They can sit even on our docks. We have docks right on the main channel where we catch a lot of fish just right from the dock. Of course, I always recommend taking a boat just because it's 30,000 acres to explore like no other 30,000 acres in the world. So
that's it. Well, Billy, let's make sure they can call you, maybe visit the website there at Johnson's Ranch Marina. How can they contact you?
You can contact us at area code 903-789-3213, or you can email me at billy@johnsonsranchmarina.net.
Well, Billy, thanks a lot for sharing all the information, and look forward to fishing with you soon.
I'll be seeing you Wednesday, I hope.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thanks very much for tuning in today. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.